The highest perfectional stage of life is to know the Lord by actual perception, by the grace of the Lord. This can be attained by everyone who is willing to discharge the act of devotional service to the Lord, as enjoined in the revealed scriptures that are standard and accepted by the bona fide acharyas, spiritual masters. For example, the Bhagavad Gita is the approved Vedic literature accepted by all the great acharyas such as Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhva, Chaitanya, Vishwanath, Baladev, Siddhanta, Saraswati, and many others. In that Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, asks that one always be mindful of him, always be his devotee, always worship him only, and always bow down before the Lord. And by doing so, one is sure to go back home, back to Godhead, without any doubt. In other places, also the same order is there, that one give up all other engagements and fully surrender unto the Lord without hesitation. And the Lord will give such a devotee all protection. These are the secrets of attaining the highest perfectional stage. Lord Brahma exactly followed these principles without any superiority complex, and thus he attained the highest perfectional stage of experiencing the abode of the Lord and the Lord himself, with all his paraphernalia. Impersonal realization of the effulgence of the Lord's body is not the highest perfectional stage, nor is the stage of Paramatma realization. The word Manishita is significant. Everyone is falsely or factually proud of his so-called learning. But the Lord says that the highest perfectional stage of learning is to know him and his abode devoid of all illusion. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Vivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today will be a very interesting lecture, I feel. Let us again start with the text. Manishitanu bhavo yang mama loka avalokanam yad upashrut yarahasi chakarta paramangtapa. Translation: the highest perfectional ingenuity, genialität, is the personal perception of my abodes. And this has been possible because of your submissive attitude in the performance of severe penance, according to my order. So, once, when we had just published the German cookbook and sent it to Srila Prabhupada, he wrote us something very instructive. The cookbook which we had published had a picture there where Krishna sat in the midst of all his cowherd friends and they were picnicking. It was a very beautiful scenery, and I think all of us know this picture of Krishna sitting with a and cowherd boys and taking prasad. So Srila Prabhupada somehow, although having seen the picture, felt great ecstasy when he saw it again in the German cookbook. And he said, "See, what a nice picture you have published of Krishna sitting with the cowherd boys. We also one day want to sit like this with Krishna." But the cowherd boys have performed many austerities to come to this level of personal association of Krishna. This is what we also hear here in this verse. Lord Brahma was able to have a personal realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he performed severe penance according to the orders of Krishna. Now, what are these orders of Krishna, and how can we also become perfect and associate with the Lord so that one day we will sit with him and eat prasadam? What are these orders? Srila Prabhupada describes that the Lord asks that one always be mindful of him, also dass man sich immer seiner eingedenk ist. Think of him. Always be his devotees, always worship him only, and always bow down before the Lord. And these four activities will guarantee without a doubt that we will go back home, back to Godhead. In other places, Prabhupada says the same order is there, that one give up all other engagements and fully surrender unto the Lord with hesitation. And the Lord will give such a devotee all protection. These are the secrets of attaining the highest perfectional stage. In other words, Prabhupada gives two verses as the secrets of attaining Krishna consciousness. One is Manmana Bhava Mat Bhakto. It's a verse you can read in the 18th chapter, verse number 64 and 65. And then there is 65, 64 and 65. And then Sarvadamang Parijaja, it's in the 18th chapter, verse 66. If you follow these two verses in your life, you will reach the kingdom of God without any doubt. What do you think? Is this interesting? Today in our little morning lecture, I want to appeal a little bit to the scholar in all of you and talk to you about five levels of instructions in the Bhagavad Gita. There are five levels of instructions which all are very important for us if we want to become Krishna conscious. I feel that by understanding these levels of instructions, our spiritual life can drastically change, Niketan. Are you prepared? Let's see. Huh? First we hear, and then we decide. I'm a little thinking, you know, when you want to give a lecture, it requires the right audience for the right subject, so... Anyways, even if for some of you I will talk a little, let me say, they will not be getting into it. I know that a few devotees will be fully getting into it. But please, all of you, concentrate to give me a little encouragement, because it's a very nice subject matter and you need to concentrate a little. Yes? So, there are five levels of instructions in the Bhagavad Gita. There, which can be described as general instructions, just for the, you know, in a very general way. Then they come to a level which are a little bit secret. In other words, these things are only talked to devotees. Then they are more secret, then they are most secret. And then there is a fifth level where the most secret of all secrets are described. These are the five levels of instructions in the Bhagavad Gita, and I would like to offer a few examples so that we understand the Gita in this way. Many scholars understand the Gita, many people take something from the Bhagavad Gita, but by understanding these five levels of instructions, we who are devotees will understand what we can do to become Krishna conscious. So, a general instructions which the Lord gives can be found, for instance, in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text number 27. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityor dhruvanam janma mritasya cha tasmat apariharyete natvam shochitam arhasi. One who has taken his birth is sure to die. And after death, one is sure to take birth again. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament. This is quite general. One who dies, no, one who is born, he dies. One who dies will be born again. This is a very general instruction about spiritual knowledge. We are soul, not the body. Can you think of any other instruction which you think is of a more general nature in the Bhagavad Gita? Christian, you have an idea? No? Three modes of material nature. Yes, they are general analysis of this material world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a very general instruction. Yeah. That is a little bit more confidential. It's more, these general instructions concern more the workings of the material nature and of the eternal soul within that material nature. Another very general instruction, for instance, is one shouldn't eat too much and not eat too little. This is a general guideline how to live in this world, and one should be not overwork himself but also not do too little. In other words, one should live a balanced, healthy life. This is a general instruction for those who perform yoga. So, it's like Krishna has given us a human form of life, and he tells us about it, how we can use it. There's an interesting verse. I will make it a little short. That now comes the more secret understanding, something which is not so readily available, which has a little bit more, let me say, tinier, secret. There is a little bit more, it's not easily available on the marketplace of spiritual information. This is called guhya in Sanskrit. And a very good example of this is to be found in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And I really want to find this now for you, because you will like it very much. This is an answer to a question which Arjuna poses to Krishna. Arjuna wants to really know what is the symptom of a self-realized person. How does he look like? What does he do? What does he not do? How is his general conduct? In other words, after understanding some general knowledge, now Arjuna wants to be more informed about spiritual life. What does it mean, actually? This is more secret, because Krishna has said that those who, that out of thousands of man. One person is interested in self-realization, and out of many of those, very, very few are interested in Krishna himself. So Arjuna says, "Oh Krishna, what are the symptoms of one whose consciousness is merged in transcendence? How does he speak? I mean, what is his language? What words does he use? And here it is. And what is his language? How does he sit and how does he walk? Sitzt er im Schneidersitz oder wie geht er? Hat er ein Arjuna is very interested. Isn't that an interesting question? So this comes in the second chapter, verse 54, I'm very sorry. 2:54. And the answer which the Lord gives is in the next verse. The Supreme Personality of Godhead says, "O Partha, when a man gives up all varieties of desire for sense gratification, which arise from mental concoction, and when his mind thus purified finds satisfaction in the self alone, then he is said to be in pure and transcendental consciousness." So this is really the overriding symptom of someone who is self-realized. He is no longer interested in his personal sense gratification. This is his attitude, his mood, so to say, we say, das ist seine Stimmung, ne? Seine Haltung, seine innere Haltung ist vielleicht der bessere Ausdruck. And then Krishna describes other symptoms like being free from attachments and therefore able to be steady in fear and anger and the threefold miseries of material nature. This is a more secret understanding of a self-realized person. In the 18th chapter, Krishna also speaks about the symptoms of a self-realized person in the verse Brahma Bhuta Prasanat Manaso Chatina Kangshati Samasaveshu Bhuteshu Mat Bhaktim Labhate Param. He says here, self-realized person is always joyful. Once a devotee said, "Prabhupada, it seems that the devotees are sometimes more unhappy than the non-devotees." Sometimes devotees write like this. And Prabhupada wrote a very heavy sentence here. He said, "Well, if he is unhappy, that means he is not a devotee. He is not on the self-realized platform." Now we were reflecting on this on Sunday with all the devotees. What does this mean? I mean, does this mean that when a devotee is unhappy, he stops to be a devotee? Yeah. I will attempt to give an answer to this. Obviously, there is suffering in the life of a devotee also. Now, a real devotee, he will react differently than a non-devotee. A real devotee will understand, well, I'm suffering like this because of my previous bad activities. It's good that I'm suffering because now the results of all my bad acts are leaving me. I'm getting peace now. It's like, when you are diseased for a long time, when finally the symptoms manifest, that is, mucus is coming and you have a cough, it's not bad, it's very good, because it means now all these bacteria are just going out. So the devotee who is suffering understands that this is now finally the manifestation of my material disease, and in this way he becomes happy even in suffering. I don't know if you know this. Do you know what is a boil, an Eiterbeule? It can be so painful. And finally, when it makes like, and the Eiter spritzt raus wie auf einer Wasser, von einer Wasserpistole, you know. Then it's a good sign. It means finally you it gets out of your system. That's also what doctors do. They cut it in the boil. Just doesn't open, they have to cut it and then it comes out. So, a devotee who suffers should understand suffering in this way, and then he will become happy even in suffering. This is how a devotee says. But the point is, if a devotee is unhappy, Prabhupada says he's not a devotee. Also, jetzt wollen wir natürlich nicht den Keep Smiling Club eröffnen, aber. Is there? If you are not convinced that this is true, what I'm saying, I want to read this to you personally. Gopal, geh doch mal nach oben und hol mein dieses Diary, Transcendental Diary, dies neue, das ist in meinem Shastra Bag. So, the self-realized devotee is Prasanatma. He is joyful, always. And he sees all living entities with the same eye, as part and parcels of the Lord, and he engages in service of the Lord. This is a more secret understanding in this teachings of the Gita. Now we will come to the third level. It's called Guhyatara. It's more secret. We have now general instructions, secret instructions, and now we will have more secret instructions. These more secret instructions refer to instructions, or let us say to descriptions about the super soul, who's always with us. For instance, Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishtu. I'm situated in the hearts of all living entities, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. To understand that the Lord is always with you, that's a more secret instructions. Or there is another verse, Dvo imo purushao loke. There are two personalities in this world. It's in the 15th chapter, text 16 and 17, and I want to read it to you because it's so beautiful, and I don't remember the exact English wordings. 15, just Kapitel 16 bis 17. Dvo imo purusho loke charas chakshara eva cha charasadavani bhutani kuta sto chara uchate. There are two classes of beings, the fallible and the infallible. We are fallible, we have fallen down, but then there are the eternal associates of the Lord who never fall down, avituya. In the material world, every living entity is fallible, and in the spiritual world, every living entity is called infallible. Besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord Himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. These are, I think Daya Mataji is noting it down, 15th chapter, verse 16 and 17. So these are there are also other verses which are quoted here by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. For instance, Nityo Nityanam Chetanam Chetanas Chetananam. Of all the eternal souls which are here in this world, there's a supreme soul. That's Paramatma, the Lord, who's with every soul in this world. It's a more secret instruction. Where do you hear that the Lord is always with you? It's something very, very nice for devotees to understand and meditate. Do you sometimes think of the Lord in the heart? It could be more often. Yes. Yes, that's a fact. Mm. So now we come, are you still prepared? Now we come to most secret things. Are you qualified to hear this? Have you earned the Adhikar? Of course, everyone is more than qualified to hear this. This is, of course, bhakti. But the bhakti which is most secret is bhakti where a certain quality of love is not yet there. I want to read this now to you so that you have a little bit, have you an insight, that you have an insight what this all means. No, it's in the nine, for instance, one, nine, I'm looking for 9:1 here. Here. It is here. The Supreme Personality of God had said, "My dear Arjuna, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge." It's called Guhyatamang in Sanskrit. And realization, knowing which you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence. Now Krishna gives us an understanding how we can become free of suffering by revealing this most secret knowledge to us, which he calls Guhyatamang. We had Guhyatar, no, we had Guhya, secret, Guhyatar, more secret, now we have Guhyatamang, most secret. Another very good example is, and I think if you hear this verse, you will already start feeling how the miseries of material existence are really not relevant. One verse of this most secret is Ananyas Chintayanto Mang Yejana Payupasate Tesham Nityabi Yuktanam Yoga Shemam Vahamyaham. But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. That's the most secret. If you engage in Krishna's service and think of him, he will give you what you need. Doesn't it sound very nice and encouraging? And then, a little later, that's 9:22, now in 9:27, Krishna explains this more. Yad karoshi yad ashna si, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. This is most secret, to dedicate one's activities to the pleasure of the Lord. You won't find this anywhere in this world. These are eating for the Lord,